Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you had a question that you can ask me, a question that when answered you knew could take you to the next level, what would that question be? Start thinking about that now. When you know what you want, the resources, the information, the sets, the reps, the strategies that you need to take your body to the next level, to break through any challenges you have, figuring out this, all the different training methods or all the different eating programs, they will become available when you know exactly what you want. All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through that can launch you into a new level of physical as well as mental growth. Welcome to this talk radio show, this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training effort, and what is that next level for you as you strive to create the body that you really want, not one that you're settling for, and when that's just good enough? What will it take for you to have the body that you really want? No matter how well you're doing, I think you know that that inner angst inside, that feeling to always become better, is something that can be gnawing away. And learning how to even manage that angst, to realize that you're winning the game when you're going to the gym, you're giving your best, you're following through with your eating habits, you have a plan, and you're following through with it more times than you're not, that you're winning the game. Now, it's all a matter of to what level you're winning, rather than feeling disempowered and thinking, well, I missed another workout, I'm not looking as heavy as I used to, I may be suffering from an injury, or I missed a couple meals. When you're in the game, when you're doing those disciplines, when you know what you want and you're following through on a consistent basis, you're winning. Now it's just about to what level. The biggest tragedy that I see when I help bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world is that when they're doing great, they're looking great, but it doesn't feel that way, and it doesn't look that way to them. So it's that angst inside and learning how to manage it. Now, I talked about when you want to make improvements and you want to do them effectively and efficiently in the shortest period of time, you're going to have to know exactly what you want. I want you to call into the show today. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. Call in today. Get free coaching. I have a free gift for you, a $24.99 value. Sold all over the world, thousands of times. It's my book. It's my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. It's a 164-page ebook that I'll send to you right after the show. So call in. Let's talk. Let's get your problems challenged. Let me know how you're going, how it's going with your training efforts. And send an email to me at skip@skiplacour.com, and I will send that free ebook to you. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by bodybuilding.com, health, fitness, nutritional supplement. And there's tons of information on this website, everything you need to be strong, healthy, fit. Taking care of ourselves physically is something that we want to do, and when we take care of ourselves physically and we are conscious of the process, we can really use it to help us feel good emotionally and mentally too. So taking care of yourself is very important to us. visit the bodybuilding.com website at www.bodybuilding.com. The show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science. AST Sports Nutritional Products, visit their website at www.ast-ss.com. That's www.ast-ss.com. Go there. All the free information. I have tons of questions and answers on that site that I posted throughout the years. Lots of articles. It's the home of the MaxOT training program. You've probably heard a lot about that if you're visiting all the message boards all over the internet. MaxOT, Maximum Overload Training. It's the most effective and the most efficient training method that I've used in my 18 years. It's responsible for my 6 national championships. It's just building muscle. It's intense. You're focused. You get the job done. It's all structured. It's all laid out for you. You just need to have faith. Take that leap of faith and follow the system exactly as it's programmed. Now, you go to the AST website at www.ast-ss.com. Go to the lower right-hand corner. Click on the MaxOT logo and then sign up for this free program. A password will be sent to you, and you have access to a special part of the website, and you can learn all about this effective training program, Maximum Overload Training, MaxOT Training. The show is also brought to you by Powerade Zero. Powerade Zero is a great-tasting sports drink with electrolytes, B vitamins, and the best thing about it has 0 calories. Powerade Zero replaces lost fluids without replacing the calories that you've just burned while working out. It comes in 3 great-tasting flavors, and you can get it at your grocery store. Finally, a zero-calorie sports drink, Powerade Zero, 0 calories, and 0 limits. And also, I want you to go to my Manformation website at www.manformation.com. That's my men's talk show. If you're taking care of yourself physically, we have other strategies, life strategies, leadership strategies, where you can take the rest of your life to the next level. Visit that website at www.manformation.com, manformation.com, and visit my weekly Manformation talk radio show on the internet. Go to manformationradio.com and check that out. It's live every Tuesday. And just like this show, what you can do is go to your iTunes store, go to podcasts, type in Skip LaCour, and you will see where you can put this bodybuilding and training talk radio show, the Manformation show. All my talk radio shows, they can be downloaded to you automatically to your iTunes library. So what is it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition? Do you need a kick in the pants? Do you need more drive to do everything you already know is true, that drive to get you in the gym on a more consistent basis? Or maybe for you, you're getting to the gym all right. Now it's just about performing to that next level while you're there. But think about that. What is it for you? Here's your chance to get some free coaching. Call me and let's talk about what it's going to take you to get more out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. And I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. We've called from the 908 area code. Caller, are you there? 908.
Yeah, I'm here, Skip.
Hi, can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. This is Dean.
Dean, how are you, sir?
Good, I'm fine. How about yourself?
I am awesome. So tell me, what is going on with your training, and how can I help you take your training to even a higher level?
Okay, all right. I had called in the past, and we were talking about first step getting 6 meals in a day. And,
right.
And that's not going good, but what I've decided to do, actually based on that one caller, I think she's from Pennsylvania, some gal who's doing a contest. I actually decided to go into a competition in July. Just a goal for me and to help help motivation. So I've competed once in the past when I was 25, and that was 13 years ago. So basically, How do you approach this?
Okay. Well, I think that when it comes to your training and your nutrition and getting motivated, getting structured like the way you want to, I think that's a great idea to do a contest. Many people can't do that with their life challenges, or, you know, maybe that's a little bit too much. The key is whether you do a formal contest, a bodybuilding contest like you're doing right now. Sometimes for some people it's beach weather, you know, the beach is coming up, or maybe they walk past the mirror and I don't know, there's a wedding coming up. You know, having a deadline is the most important thing to this process. If you're okay with the way you look, or you can hide it with some clothes and there's no sense of urgency, you're gonna have a hard time all of a sudden going from eating one or two meals a day to getting totally structured and eating six meals a day. There has to be something to drive you, and that deadline is the first step. And then when you have that deadline, you have a reason to make sure you get out of bed early to eat that meal, stop what you're doing. Then things become habits. And so, yeah, Dean, as I talk to you, I'm talking to our whole broad audience because they can benefit greatly from your call. So as I answer your question directly, what I do is I open it up to everybody else. So there's a lot of people just like you who, you know, you said you know all the information. You know what to do. Now it's getting your mental resources, your motivation aligned to actually follow through with what you already know what to do. And so so the contest is for you. That's going to kick you in the butt, so to speak, to get you on track. And again, for everybody, there has to be a reason. You have to have a sense of urgency. And again, whether it's beach weather, you know, a wedding coming up, that there has to be some reason. Just set a date if there is no special reason. You're going to do this in 3 months. It's really interesting how that works with your mind. Is you post that date up, just being conscious of it, even on the subconscious level, it will get you to do things, the things you need to do more often than not. So for everyone out there, set a date if you're having trouble doing the things you already know you need to do. Set a date. You know, whether that's January 1st, you're going to lose 5 pounds, and then you're going to kick it to the next level. Put some dates in mind. Now, also, when it comes to your contest, I tell you, I would not have the level of discipline that I can do now that I'm not competing in contests. All of those factors, all those things that I know that I need to do, they're now in the subconscious. I mean, I wouldn't know what it would be even like to not train in the morning or to not get at least 4 meals down a day because it was pounded into me. But again, it was because I always need to get prepared for a contest down the chute. So, well, why don't we talk about let's talk about you. Where are you at right now? You get to the gym all the time? Now, I know you're not getting all the 6 meals in a day, but how many of those 6 meals are you getting in?
I eat between 4 and 5 times a day.
Okay.
So
that's a good
far.
Start.
Right. Yeah. And the gym, I'm in the gym between 2 and 3 times a week. And basically, if I go 2 days a week, my body's broken into 3 days. And if I go 2 days a week, that means I have to blow off one of the workouts, some of the body parts. And
now, are you prepared to work out more than that as you prepare for a contest?
Are you willing to
work out more? Are you going to continue with that plan of working out 2 or 3 times a week?
No, I plan to actually break my body into 4 days and then train 4 days a week. In fact, I start training this week is when I go into my contest prep mode, so to speak.
Right. Well, I'm going to give you a free gift, Dean, and also for all the listeners, whether you're listening to this live or on a podcasted version, is I want you to send me an email to skip@skiplacour.com. And what I am going to do is give you access to my members-only website, okay? Because I'm going to just start there, and then I'm going to continue going on with the process with you, Dean. And that's because for 4 straight years, okay, and then 2 contest seasons back-to-back, I mean, we're talking 2 solid years, I lined out mentally, physically, emotionally, everything I did as I prepared for the shows from 12 months out to 6 months out to 6 weeks out. And I broke down all my daily discipline that I had in my planner during the day. I would do this all online. Okay, this day I'm going to do this, this, and this. I integrated with my work so you can see how I budgeted and managed it there. I had weekly goals. I had monthly goals. And you'll see that, yes, was I trying to win, you know, another national championship? Was it my career? Yes, it was. Okay, but now does that mean that you can't take some of that extreme discipline and all that attention to detail that I've done and then tailor it down to what is going to work best for you? You sure can. But I think that what the feedback that I love from this website that you're going to have access to is that the first thing people say is, wow, you know, I didn't know someone could break this down into so much detail. I didn't know there was so much to contest preparation. Don't let that intimidate you because you don't have to take that far, but just set it, seeing the example of, wow, there's so much more I can do in a day. There's one thing there's one thing that you'll see that I did, and it's the basic foundation to everything I do, you know, in life as well as when it comes to bodybuilding, is what I did. And if you see, I don't know, maybe 8 months out before a show, go back and see my daily plan of what I was doing and thinking at 8 months out. How far away are you from a show that you have scheduled? How far away is that show?
About 9 months. It's July 4th.
Okay. So you'll see what I was doing back 9 months before a show. And one thing is the foundation to everything I do is built on what I call daily disciplines. And what that is, it's, you know, whether it's the 5 or 4 or 10 things that I do that I make sure that I do every day. They're just habits that I just, you know, can't live without, you know. And that's my basic guideline standard, my baseline standard, the minimum that I would do. And it might be, I don't know, for wherever I am. See, like training for me, for example, I don't need to put that on one of my, you know, 6 daily disciplines because that's not even a consideration for me. There's just no way I'm not going to get to the gym. But if that's for you or some other people out there, when you're creating your list of daily disciplines, whether you're competing in a show or not, you might want to put that on there. It's whatever like the next level would be for you. Well, at the same time, not getting too intricate, not getting into too much detail. And it might be to make sure at this time, you know, I haven't been, I drink, you know, a certain amount of water a day. Not too ambitious, but just a certain amount of water. But I do my cardio sessions. I make sure I track and monitor my workouts. Just getting in the basic habits. And I'll start with 5 or 6 of those daily disciplines. So if I said to you right now, let's think of Dean, and I have a pen and paper here, and I don't know if you have that in front of you. So for where you are right now, and things that maybe you don't really do, but you know you need to do, okay, leave out the things that are slam dunk. For example, always wake up at, I don't know, 7 o'clock. Well, you might always have to do that because you always have to go to work, all right? So we don't need to say wake up on time. Now, for someone out there who works a night shift or whatever and they want to train in the morning and they have trouble getting up, they might say always get up at 7 o'clock, all right? If you're already going to eat 4 meals but they're not on time, you wouldn't say eat your 4 meals. You would say eat my meals on time. So from where you are right now, I want you to let's start listing out some things that the next level for you would be, using the examples that I set.
Okay.
So what are some things?
Okay, first one would be to eat 6 meals a day at specific times. That is
okay.
The first thing I have to do. And also for me, I have to discipline myself to sleep at night at certain times because my job is a little flexible, so if I get in there late, if I wake up late, I go in late, and then I come home late, and then there's no time to work out. So that needs to be under control.
Do you miss workouts?
I'm sorry?
Do you miss workouts?
Oh, yes.
Okay, commit to every workout. No
okay.
missing. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Now you talked about, let's go back to what you just said about going to sleep. Now, is there a particular time you can always go to sleep, or does that always fluctuate?
No, I can pretty much go to sleep at the same time every night.
What time would that
whether
be?
It would be, let's say, 11 o'clock at night.
Okay, 11 p.m. What time will you always promise yourself to work out?
To work out? 8 o'clock in the evening.
8 o'clock p.m. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tell me some more things that you need. You already know you need to do. You just need to start following through. And for those of you listening out there, he's competing for a contest. It's not all the way for 9 months right now. What we're trying to do is start the building blocks of daily disciplines. We're not going to get really too far out there, make them some machine right off the bat, but we're going to establish some baseline standards right now, some baseline things that he's going to make sure he does every day. And so you might start jotting some of these things down for yourself right now, and I'll whittle these down. And we're going to, by the time we're done with Gene's day, he's going to have a plan at 9 months out that he's going to make sure he does every single day. And we're going to set him up to win, meaning I'm not going to create a list of 20 things, of very difficult things. There's just going to be some things that he's going to win. He's going to go 6 for 6 every day. He's going to know what these habits feel like. He's going to know what it's like to win. And then you'll see later on, we'll start adding more on to this daily discipline. But we're not going to add anything on until he gets these first 5 or 6 things down, like clockwork, doesn't even think about it. Very rarely, if ever, does he miss. Okay. So what else?
All right. We're going to take in 3 liters of water a day.
Okay.
Because I basically don't go out of my way to get in water. And also take my supplements. I have creatine, glutamine, and vitamins, and omega, the fatty acids, which I want to take.
Okay. Let's just. So you're training in the gym. Once you show up, I don't know. I just get the feeling that if you're having a challenge showing up, there's probably a lot of things you can do there to take that to the next level. Am I right?
Oh yes.
I mean, we all could say that, but you know what I'm saying. So
yeah.
Do you need to get up at a certain time in the morning, and do you have trouble doing that?
No, I have trouble doing that. I need to get discipline on waking up at a certain time.
Okay, and what time would that be?
Oh, 6 a.m.
Okay, and you might not train until 8 a.m., but, you need to train your body to wake up and go to bed at the same times because you want to get that metabolism, that clockwork going. You want to get everything timely, and also your meals. If you wake up 2 hours late, then that's one meal that you're going to miss too. So you see the structure that we're providing for you. Okay, so I'm kind of writing all these up here and take a look at them for a second. Also, you went into my website. I just happened to go through, my daily training and business planner. This is September 15th through September 20th of 2002. And so this is what I have to do. And again, September. So September is 1 month, is 1 year before my next contest, okay? So,
you have it written down for a whole year?
Well, no, this was what I was doing 1 year before my show, the next show.
Okay.
So this is, all right, so my daily baseline standard checklist, as I call them, and you'll see this when you get access to this members only site. One was to review what I had planned for the day at the beginning of my day. And one discipline that I always have is that before I go to bed at night, I'll always make a list of what I'm going to accomplish the next day. All right? I mean, so for you, I think that would be a good thing for you to do before you go to bed every night. Okay, I want you to make a plan, okay, of all the things. See, when you go to sleep at night, and, that 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever, you make a plan the next day, okay, I'm going to make sure I wake up, I'm going to eat on time or whatever. You're planting a subconscious seed for execution and follow through. And it's working on the back of your mind even when you sleep. So one thing that, that I want you to do, and it's a good habit for everyone out there to do, listen, it's just, don't make it too complex. But make a list of maybe the five or six things you want to make sure that you do. And that could be in business. That could be in, you know, errands and chores or whatever you have to do, or your daily bodybuilding training discipline. So write a list of the things that you need to do at the end of the day. What I do at the end of my day, I review my day, just think about it. You know, the things that we do well, the habits that we do well in life, if we reinforce them by reflecting, hey, well, that went well today. I like the conversation I had with my boss today. Or, boy, I really executed on all my meals. I like how focused I was in the gym. Just take a couple of minutes and review what you did well and what you didn't do well during the course of your day. It cements the things you don't do well, and you'll make improvement. What happens is could be a painful process for many people to review what their day, oh, I didn't eat my meals, oh, I didn't train very hard. Well, the champion inside of you, when you face your shortcomings, and don't beat yourself up, but just notice, hey, I need to become more focused. You're not going to go to bed every single day saying, I wasn't focused in the gym today. I wasn't focused in the gym today. Just by taking the fact of reviewing your day and acknowledging your shortcomings, the day will come very soon that will no longer be a shortcoming, okay, because you're just assessing and monitoring yourself and making yourself conscious of it. Again, this isn't a process to beat yourself up. It's just to become more aware of all the things you're doing well and all the things that you're not doing well. So one thing about life, the more stress you put on yourself in life, this is how it works, the more stress that you put on yourself and you can joyfully and willingly handle, you don't freak yourself out because you have so much stress, but everybody has a certain level of stress that they can handle beautifully. And the more stress you can take on in that manner, the more productive your life is going to be, the more things you're going to accomplish, the more things you're going to do.
Right.
Because when it comes
right.
to something like what we talked about, I wasn't very focused in the gym. Hey, I need to be more focused. I need to be more focused. See, there's some people that will say, oh, I don't want that kind of stress. I just want to go to the gym. I just want to take it easy in life. Well, you know, you stop and smell the rose in life too much, you're going to look back, you know, in 2 years or in 5 years and say, wow, I didn't get very much done. There's so much more I would have done. You put a little bit of stress on yourself, say, hey, I got to become more focused. Boom, you get that down because you told yourself that day, 5 days in a row, and you make that promise to yourself where you're at the end of your day, you're not going to have that problem anymore. Well, then you get to go on to something else. Boom, then you attack that, and that becomes your habit. And then you attack that. The next thing, that becomes habit. Before you know it, you're doing so many things, you're accomplishing so many things because you're making them habits. They won't start until you put some type of pressure on yourself, until you look yourself in the proverbial mirror, so to speak, and ask yourself how you're doing in the areas that you set your goals for. So it's that reviewing, assessing, and monitoring at the end of your day that can be the thing that applies just enough pressure to make you more productive, to prevent you from making the same mistakes every day. So at the end of every day, you review your day and make out a plan for the next day. So when I talked about, you know, my daily baseline standards checklist, first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I just take a quick glance at everything that I planned for the day. I mean, how many times have we, especially those of you who have just a job, and I don't mean just a job, where you go to some place of employment every single day, that somebody else tells you what to do, or what you do is all lined out by somebody else. Well, you can just wake up every single day and just put your brain on autopilot because you know when you go into work that your boss is going to tell you what to do. Well, that kind of habit over time, you're going to lose a lot of productivity because there's a lot of things that you can do. You can say, okay, I have to take my dry cleaning in this morning before I go to work. I want to make sure when I go to work I have a certain conversation with my boss. Hey, at lunchtime I want to make a call to the bank for this, for my cable company for this, okay? There's a lot of things that you can do in the course of the day, even if you're on autopilot and you have a job. There's a lot of things that you can do. Trying to remember to do them on the fly, so to speak, as your day is going. You may or may not remember them. Just taking the time to think about them the day before, you'll be massively more productive. Here's the thing, too, is I mentioned a couple things. Have a certain conversation with the boss. make a transaction at the bank, call the cable company. Here's the thing is the more productive you become with those smaller things by just planning them the day before, well, then you take care of them the next day. Well, then the next day you got three more things to do, three more little details that you could get done instead of, just doing one, oh, I got to do that and remember that. So it's 3 days later, you get three done, boom, you got nine small things done. It's a simple trick in productivity that is so simple to do at the end of the night, and it'll just make you so massively productive. And when you look into my website and you see how I plan out my day, you'll see how I got all these things done. Because it's a simple process like that, and it's not just doing it for a week, but when you get in the habit of doing something as simple as assessing and monitoring, reviewing your day, setting an action plan for the next day before you go to sleep every day, all those little details, all those small things get handled, boom, 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 and over time, you get 50 things accomplished over the course of a month rather than just starting a day and hoping you do it. And you go over that same time period, you might get 10 or 20 of those things done. So start every morning by reviewing what you planned the night before. The second thing that I always did is I would read my vision, okay? It's kind of like my own mission statement, like what am I put on this earth to do? What am I trying to accomplish? What contest? What am I trying to do in business? What's my overall purpose? I would just write down a paragraph, and I would just kind of remind myself of who I am, what I'm all about, and where I'm going. So that was one thing that I did all the time. And then one thing that was important to my nutritional habits, the level that I was at this time, is that there's an anabolic window with my eating. So at this level, for me, it's not just eating six meals a day. It's knowing that the 3 hours after my workout are the times that your body really and muscles really need the nutrients. And I would stack one meal after another every single hour. And at the beginning, that was a discipline that, took a lot more focus and concentration for me, and I didn't actually get all my timing down, right? So that's why I would have that. Take advantage of my muscle-building three-hour window of opportunity for perfect supplementation habits. And then the next one would be eat. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to ask you about that window of opportunity. How many times could you actually eat, let's say, within the three-hour period? Could you eat every hour?
Right. I would eat on the hour. But, again, we're not talking about, massive full meals. It's just, a lot of times it would be, BP2 whey protein, a couple scoops of that, and a half of a baked potato, white potato, to help me just get a small mini meal and just feed those nutrients, feeding my muscle when it needs it most, when it's recovering, right after I create that trauma with my training. So we can talk about that a little bit more later. But that's basically, at this point in time, my structure or my habits weren't as meticulous and maybe my timing would be off. So I have to remind myself of this at this particular time. Eat every one of my scheduled muscle building and fat reducing meals today. Don't eat any unplanned meals, bodybuilding meals. And that's basically eat all my meals on time. Again, the farther away, that's kind of how we started off this conversation, Dean, is you said that you're not getting all your meals in. Well, when I'm a year away from my show, it's so far in the distance, that was a challenge for me, so I had to remind myself to eat all my meals. Another thing, too, is after going through so many months of strict discipline, not eating any junk food, and now here I am, 11 months away from a show, I would schedule my cheat meals on the weekends. Well, the farther away from your show, the more tempted you're going to be, just eat a little this, a little either that. So I reminded myself, don't eat any of those unplanned non-bodybuilding foods today. This is during my work day. Follow through 100% with my structured supplementation program. Meet my goal for the amount of water I plan to drink today. And again, because that varied, I know you talked about drinking 3 liters. That would be a challenge for me at this time that I need to make sure to remind myself. Complete my scheduled cardiovascular training session. Again, when I'm 11 months out or something like that, those are the times where you maybe don't follow through as much as you should. And then assess my day at the end of every day and set goals for tomorrow every that evening before I go to bed. So those are the things. All the other things like going to the gym or, you know, eating, whatever the things that you don't see, those are all basics for me. These were the things that were going to take me to the next level. So at this particular day, September 15th, 2002, 11 months before the show, those were the things that I put in my mind. So now we're going to go back to your list. And again, I hope this is helpful to everyone who is out listening to the show live on a podcast version, because the next level for you may be something different than Dean. The next level for you may be different than me right now, definitely me different than on this date back in 2002. So the first thing we talked about is the new habit we're going to implement. And this doesn't seem like a bodybuilding strategy, but it very much is. And that's the first thing that you're going to do every morning, Dean. You're going to review what you planned the night before. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this could be, you know, okay, I said I'm going to eat 6 meals. I'm going to drink 3 liters of water, whatever, whatever. You're just going to just absorb that. What you planned the night before, you're going to take, you know, 20 seconds to review that every morning. So review your plan first thing in the morning. Okay. I guess I should put number one for you is to wake up every weekday at 6 a.m. Okay. So, and then two is review what you had planned first thing. You might even get in a habit, again, creating these daily disciplines, these habits, becoming that structured machine. Why don't you put it right next to the sheet for your day, right? The 5 or 10 things that you plan for the day. I want you to put that on a ledger pad, and I want you to put it right next to your alarm clock. So you set your alarm clock at 6 a.m., have your review for the list, what you planned before, right next to your alarm clock. So hit the alarm clock, you know, turn on a light. The first thing I want you to do is plan it right in your head what you're going to do for the day, okay?
That's awesome. You can't avoid
right?
that.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you that, just by doing it I've always.
No, sure. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I've always, in all of my writing, in all my bodybuilding articles, whether it was training, nutrition, supplementation, I've always interjected the mental part of it, the motivation part of it, the structured discipline habit of it. Because, you know, if you read the magazines, the muscle magazines, the health and fitness magazines, there's so many different strategies. There's a question I want to get to where a gentleman sent me an email. He talks about sets and reps and how confused he is because there's so much information out there. The foundation to making any strategy a success is your mindset, all right? What good is having a good nutritional plan if you don't follow through what it says? What good is a training program if you can't get yourself to the gym every day? So these types of things, I can tell you what your productivity is going to go through the roof, all right, what you're going to do every day, what you did during the day, making a plan, and then waking up at 6 a.m. and reviewing the plan, whatever that plan is, every single day. Just by those two things, your productivity is going to go through the roof. Okay, so we're going to wake up at 6 a.m. We're going to review what we had planned today. Let's see. And then your next number three would be eat all 6 of my meals. Okay. Now, again, you're going to make this into a checklist. So at the end of the day, you either say check yes or check no. There's no in between. You can't say, well, I kind of did. I ate 4. No, you either did it or you didn't. You either ate all 6 meals or you didn't. All right? You know, the tougher you are on yourself in life, the easier life becomes. All right? So,
you're so right. Like, I just want to say, remember you're talking about some people, you know, say they like to relax a little and spend time smelling the roses. But you know what?
Right.
When you relax so much and you, you know, frustrate your goals and don't get what you want, you're not going to want to smell the roses. You're not going to feel you even deserve them or care to. But when you really accomplish your goals, that's when you start wanting to enjoy these little things.
You know, you're definitely right. I'll tell you, I know what you're saying, and I think that we've all been through those times of extreme discipline. And then maybe we put ourselves under too much stress sometimes, and then what happens is that we kind of fall apart because we put ourselves under too much stress. And then the whole wheels fall off and we go so backwards, and now we're not even getting out of bed until noon or whatever, right? Whatever that is for you or for those listening, whatever it was for you. There is that balance. There is that balance between being too structured and giving yourself a break. And like you said, everybody has different stress levels that they can handle. It's figuring out what it is for you. I think the best thing, and I preach this so much, is to be structured during the week. Be a machine during the week. And you can't do this, especially as closer you get to your contest. But I just stress about giving yourself a break, setting up in the system, realizing 5 days of extreme discipline and 2 days where you're not quite as disciplined. Now, I'm not talking about you have to go way off your diet, eat, stuff your face with everything, you know, in sight. But I'm saying just give yourself a little bit of break. And for some of you, it might be just not eat all six meals. Maybe on that particular day, you only eat four or three, and maybe all those meals will be clean. When you give yourself a break, and this becomes more of a nice pace that is manageable, because it's not just what you do in a week, it's what you do in 3 months and 6 months and a year. So setting yourself up, not wanting it all now, not having to go 7 days of extreme discipline every week, all right? When you can do that, you're going to be a lot better off in the long run, okay? That balance between stopping and smelling the roses that you talked about and making it so outrageous for you that you're not going to follow through, because that's a challenge with what we're talking about right now. When I set up these daily disciplines for you, I'm trying to stretch you from where you are now, because everybody's at certain discipline levels. I'm trying to stress you from where you are now, but not stress you so much that I give you 20 things to do every day, because I could. I can say, hey, look, do you want to really do well in this contest, Dean? Okay, I got 20 things for you to do every single day. Well, let me
I'm
going to want to
be there eventually.
Well, here's the thing is that if I give you 20 things to do and just say you follow through on 10 of the 20 and you go to bed and you review your day and say, oh, geez, come on, Dean, get it together. I only got 10 out of 20 things done. And it's 9 months away from your show. You're going to feel like you're losing the game. How does that feel to get up, go to bed every day thinking you lost the game? How does it feel every single day to get up in the morning, oh, God, I lost 10 days in a row because I didn't follow through? What if we started off right now at 9 months and I gave you 10 things and you went 9 for 10 every day? You'd go to bed feeling like you won. You'd get up in the morning excited, here's another day that I'm going to win. It's so important to the mindset. You see the difference is I gave you 20 things to do. You only got 10 of them done. You're feeling like you're losing. I give you 10 things to do, you get 9 of it done, and now you feel like you're a winner. The net result is you're doing one less thing. But because how we set it up in your brain, the guy who gets 9 out of 10 is winning, the guy who gets 10 out of 20 is losing. But the guy who does 10 out of 20 is getting more things done. You see, so it's really important how we set this up in your mind. And that's what I do. I do a lot of coaching. I mean, all throughout my day, I'm coaching lifestyle strategies for my alpha male, my affirmation show, or my bodybuilding show, or just for regular fitness people. I do this type of coaching to help them become more productive, set these things up in their mind. And what makes me uniquely qualified, in addition to my 25 years in the personal development field and whatever accomplishments that you see that I've accomplished, it's the 18 years of not just bodybuilding, not just trying to build muscle or get lean. I mean, the pressure of doing the Team Universe 10 years in a row, the country's top drug-free bodybuilding contest, and making that my occupation where I had to perform, me going through such extreme measures, it forced me to find these efficiency strategies. So whether it was in books or seminars or whatever, I would get all that information, and it would make me more productive. Now I can put in a more practical thing. So you want to build muscle, you want to look better, you want to enter a contest, I can easily translate or transfer all these strategies, these lifestyle efficiency strategies to you. And that's what I do during the day. I do a lot of coaching all over the world. If you're interested, anyone out there listening, go to skiplacour.com, email me at skip@skiplacour.com, and I can put where you can talk to me one-on-one, a coaching program for you. So let's get back to you, Dean. Okay, so we're going to wake up at 6. We're going to turn off our alarm clock, and right next to it, we're going to review the plan that we had for the day right when we wake up because of what we planned the night before. Eat all 6 of your meals. But then more importantly, you want to eat all of your meals on time. Now, let me just tell you what I would, you're not going to always eat all your meals on time, all right? If you say eat your meal at 2 o'clock, things are going to come up, whether it's, just a microwave problem or this or that. So say you eat them all at time, so it has to be 2 o'clock, you either pass or fail. That might be tough. So what I do is always created a window. So for you, I'm going to say eat your meal on time or within 15 minutes. I'm going to give you a 15-minute leeway, all right? So if your meal schedule for 2 and you eat it at 2:14, then that's eating it on time for you right now. Now, again, for some people, they might want to put a 30-minute window. Some people might need only 5 minutes. But just give yourself a little leeway right now, okay? Let's see. Uh-huh. And then we have, okay, let's put the drink the 3 liters of water, because I want you to do that for your health, not just to prepare for a contest. That's an important habit that, again, for all of you out there, make sure you're getting yourself a habit. That's a great lifetime strategy, all right? Not just to build muscle, not just to lose body fat, not just to enter a show, but get in the habit of drinking a lot of water every single day. The supplement part, I'm not going to put that on your disciplines right now. Hopefully, just with when you get structured with your eating habits, you're going to, all of a sudden, you're going to start doing your supplements. I just don't want to put too many things on your daily disciplines right now, okay?
Okay, so that's smart.
make sure you take your supplements, but that's going to be a discipline that we add a little bit later. And then then number 6 would be you work out every day. Why don't we just put that all, workout on time, 8 a.m.?
Oh, actually 8 p.m.
8 p.m., right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, see, that's one of the reasons why my workouts, I can blow them off easily, is because if I don't get home from work till 8 or 8:30, then I won't get to the gym till 9:30, and you don't feel like training that late at night.
Is there any way for you to work out in the morning?
Oh yeah, I would have to. Yes, if I get up at 5, I can.
Yeah.
I can train in the morning.
Okay, because if you've listened to this show long enough, I tell you, I talk about working out in the morning and why I think that's so important. And I know for a lot of you who work out in the evening, 2 things. Number 1 is the thought of being get up in the morning is just monumental for a lot of people. The second thing is, people want to go to the gym for a certain amount of connection. So I know what the pitfalls are or the challenge you might have when wanting to work out in the morning. Here's the thing is that if you work for a job, you work for your employer, you're going to do a good job for him because he's paying you. You have to. You're forced in, okay? Because he pays you, because you have to support your family, you have to get that paycheck. You will always go to work, and you will always make it to the end of your shift. Unfortunately, when it comes to ourselves, we don't treat ourselves the same. It's pretty common that we'll do more to not let other people down than we will to let ourselves down.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Is that because we don't care about ourselves enough? I mean, that seems to be like an epidemic these days.
What it is, it goes back to where this started. What started about you creating a deadline for yourself so that you start doing the things you do. Is that there's no sense of urgency. See, everybody has these baseline standards of what they'll do, their habits, there's certain things that they'll always do. Now, but next, I don't care how great your life is, the next level is when you add 1 or 2 more daily disciplines that you do every single day. For example, you might be a stud in the gym, you love going to the gym, you train hard in the gym, you eat all your meals, you may eat all your meals on time, but the next level for you might be that you get a little bit sharper on the food that you do eat, or you don't eat, you're finding you're eating a little bit too much food, or you're eating some junk food once every couple of days or once every single day, or whatever it is for you. Even though you're a stud in the gym, you focus hard, you document workouts, you do whatever, even though you eat all your meals on time, the next level for that person might be to cut out those cheat meals. So for all of us, that was the next level. So everybody right now has a baseline standard. The thing what I'm doing with you today, Dean, is I'm taking what you already know you need to do, doing some of the things that you did, probably well, a lot of the times, maybe just a little bit more, and I'm adding to it just a little right now. And so over time, 3 months of execution, of getting that mindset, yeah, say I went 10 for 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
10 for 10, and you do that long enough, then what you can do is, oh, I never miss the gym. So you can take that off and maybe add the supplementation program that we talked about. You see, the thing about it, everybody has a set of baseline things that they will do. The next level for them is creating that sense of urgency. Why must I add 5 more things to my list? Why? My contest isn't until 9 months away. Or I don't have a contest. Or I look okay right now. Everybody has a baseline standards. Everybody, the next level, is adding more onto their baseline standards. And the only way you're going to do that is if you can create or there's some sense of urgency, some deadline. Okay, so and then the question that you said is, well, why do we let ourselves down? It's because there's no sense of urgency. All right?
Right, because you know life will go on. You'll still pay your bills and...
Right.
Right.
Well, you know,
right.
Let's just say this. You know, you talked about missing some workouts and the challenges that if you get home at 8:30, then your workout might be 9, or then you might blow it off, right? Well, if I said, you know, Dean, I've got a little challenge for you. I'm going to give you $1 million. $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 2 months, you'll never miss a workout. I don't care what time you get home from work. Do you think for $1 million you would miss a workout in the
Absolutely
next 2 months?
Not. Absolutely
okay.
not. I would drive straight from work right to my gym.
Right. Okay, would
you know,
do it for,
you know what's funny?
Would you still be 100% if I gave you $500,000?
Of course.
Okay, how about $250,000?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about $100,000? Not a million, not $500,000, not $250,000. I only gave you $100,000 for the next 2 months. You never missed a workout. Would you do it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, of course. Wouldn't bat an eye.
Okay. How about now I can make the price down lower. How about for your own health, satisfaction, and self-esteem, would you do it?
Yes. Yes.
You see my point? And see, the champions, those disciplined guys who just follow through, you don't have to give them $1 million. You don't have to give them $500,000. They do it just because, you can see my hands, I'm doing the quotation marks, you know? They
right,
do it
right.
just because. The more things that you can do just because, the more of a mental discipline stud that you could be in any area of your life. So what are you saying?
You know what? Yes, you're right. And see, you actually, it's funny because you just named it. It's for your own health, your personal satisfaction, your self-esteem. And, I mean, without those, really, life just sucks. So
right.
there is.
And everybody has different things. We all prioritize our lives in different ways. Look, there are some things in life I do extremely well. There's things in life that I don't do well at all. And a lot of times I don't do them well because it's not important to me. You know, I might say I want it to be important to me, but obviously it's not that important. I do a lot of I'm really focused on business right now. And so what I've done is I've parlayed what notoriety or expertise I have in health and fitness, and I get some of the most successful businessmen in my area who are attracted to me for my discipline with health and fitness. I create relationships with them where I let them know everything that I know about this discipline, bodybuilding, training, lifestyle. They want a piece of me, and guess what? I want a piece of them. I want, in these 18 years where I've been, you know, eating all these meals every 2 hours behind some computer, writing about bodybuilding and training, living on no calories, right? I need to be caught up to speed in the business world right away. And so just like you're coming to me, an expert in health and fitness, to cut through all the baloney to help you set it up, well, that's how I've set up relationships with these business people, right? Well, it's just interesting to me how someone can be massively successful, be a great person, charismatic, really alpha, strong, also great qualities, great family man, big house, makes lots of money, very successful, great person too. And they've got one of those big old guts, you know, that needs to be, you need to get one of those Tommy Bahama shirts to kind of hide. See, to me, it's like, wow, you have all this stuff, just do this, right? But see, you don't have so much energy to go around. I'm doing all those things, but I'm not doing half the things in the business world. So that's part of the reason why we all have different priorities, and it's how you lay it out. So sometimes it's not a matter of, you know, You just can't get yourself motivated. Your energy, your focus, your attention, it's just going somewhere else. And so my job as your coach and your friend is to align you with what you really want, help you really decide that's what you want. And I throw in a lot of things in this to really make you think about how much you want this. And then it's setting up strategies for you to think about it more, because where your attention goes, your energy goes, that's where the results show. All right. And so I'm creating a system for you to do more focus and be more disciplined. And so now we're getting back to why working out in the morning. It's just that I found that when you get in the habit of waking up and you use your best energy on yourself, you know, one thing in the investment world I'll tell you is, you know, pay yourself first. Put your first bit of discretionary income into something that's going to put you ahead in the future before you pay your creditors and whoever you owe money to. Use your best, you know, your first money on yourself. Think about your future, okay? Well, that's how you should use your energy. When you wake up in the morning, use your best energy on yourself. Don't give it all to your employer. You know what I mean? Don't give it all to your employer, and then at 8 o'clock at night, you're on fumes. You know, you're on fumes, and then you don't feel like working out. I want you to shift your energy, shift your day around, where you wake up in the morning, you put that into you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Here's the great thing about it is, if you try to train at 8 o'clock at night and you're tired, you won't follow through for you. Okay, you get up in the morning at 5 o'clock, you train, and you bust your butt in the gym, and you do that for you. You'll still give your employer a great job. Because why? Because you know you have to work until whatever, 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock for you or whatever it is. But they're paying you. That's the difference. You're not paying you to do your thing, to stay healthy and fit, but they're paying you to finish your job. And because you won't let them down, you'll earn your pay all the way up until your work day is done. Okay, so consider that. Consider switching your workout, and you'll see your execution. Maybe do this for a month. Do a plan right now for a month. See how that works out. I want you to go. See, I've got 7 things for you. So review and assess. So here's your daily disciplines that we've done here in this hour, Dean. So number one, Dean, this is for everybody, and those of you who are listening, see what we've done with Dean and create your own, what the next level would be for you. So number one, wake up at 6 a.m. That's what you're going to do every single day. Create a box, you know, a checkbox to this list, because this is what you're going to do every day. Wake up at 6 a.m. So if 6:10 doesn't work, if you woke up at 6:10, then you didn't do it. It's either you do it or you don't do it. So wake up at 6 a.m. Number two, review your plan.
At 6 a.m.
What's that?
I said that also means out of bed at 6 a.m.
Right. And then number two is review your plan first thing when you wake up. So you hit that snooze alarm, you know, go turn on the light, and you're reviewing your plan. Okay? And again, that seems like a small thing. Hey, well, give me some training tips. Let me do this. Let me do that. Well, look. We can get to that later. Right now, we got to get his mind straight and all focused in one direction. Number three is to eat all 6 meals, all right? And then number four is to eat all those meals within 15 minutes. Now, do you know what time right now, Dean, that you eat meal number four? Do you know what time that is right now, if I were to say it? See, if you asked me, 5 years ago, what I'd be doing at 2 o'clock every Tuesday, I can tell you what that would be. It would be eating a particular meal. It was like clockwork. So if you don't have it planned out, you should know what time all 6 of those meals would be, and you don't vary from those times. You get your body working like a machine. All right, so
yeah,
it's eating.
I just wrote down the times while we were speaking.
Okay, and you want to eat all those meals, and we're giving you a 15-minute window. Eat all those meals at a time for within 15 minutes. Number five is drink 3 liters of water. Number six is to work out on time, and that's at 8 p.m. And then number seven is to review your day. Hey, how did I do? Assess your day, and then write your plans for the next day. And you can do a few business things and other organizational things that way,
right, too.
So those are your 7 things. So I want you to call in every single week, and I want you to, you know, have everybody work with you, and I want you to tell us, you know, how you did that week. Did you go 7 for 7 all week? Did you go 5 for 7? All right? And that's what your plan is, and that's where we're going to start. We're going to get you going that way for a while. We're going to get you with success, and then we can build upon that later. All right? All right, Dean. Well, that's the end of our show. So call in next week, and have a great
Absolutely.
Week out there.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
All right. Take care.
Take care.